703-7699.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number two on this Thursday, July 18th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Man, I hope my voice can last through the show. It is definitely strained. The last two state representatives incumbents in danger of losing their seats. This is big. The Speaker, Joe Tate, in Detroit, no longer has the gross points to lean on. Based on the new Detroit map redraw, this leaves him vulnerable. Good news for him, his chief opponent, Lori Parks, isn't the most knowledgeable on how to win a competitive state house race. History has shown that political newcomers can come out of nowhere to win in Detroit primaries. But Parks doesn't have somebody like Lamar Lemons behind her. Names were considered, opted out. Going to be very, very interesting, that race. The last one, pretty interesting, up in the UP, Democrat from Marquette, State Representative Jen Hill. Well, Planned Parenthood, the League of Conservation Voters, and traditional progressive outfits are pulling out all the stops to keep the left-leaning Hill in office. However, her liberal voting record is making her vulnerable to longtime pragmatic local official Randy Girard. The question is he willing to work harder than Joe Bugren, who lost by 1,100 votes to Hill in 2022? Girard has signs in Marquette, but Hill is knocking doors and looking like somebody who wants to stay in office. So we'll see. But I found it very interesting. Three races out of 10 by MERS News Service, actually four if you factor in Josh Shriver. Matt Maddock, Josh Shriver, Cam Kevitt, and Neil Friske. Four actually people that we've talked about on this show, and their opponents. Pretty interesting how this is being perceived by MERS as being four races to look at, claiming these incumbents are in danger. Neil Friske, his number one statement, I don't agree with. I believe Neil's going to win easily over his opponent. State Representative Cam Kevitt, he's in trouble. I truly believe Todd Smallenberg will defeat him on August 6th. Shriver and Maddock, downstate, I think they'll get reelected as well, but we'll see. And how does that tie in to flipping the House to a Republican majority? I'm still sticking on 58-52. I've looked at the races. I've looked at the Democrats that are vulnerable. I've looked at the Republicans that are surging. 58 Republicans to 52 Democrats. They take back the House. The only question is, who are they going to support to be the next speaker? Depending on who that speaker is, Governor Gretchen Whitmer's days are over in Michigan as our governor. Why? Because she will not have the House chamber to ram things through. The other thing it's going to affect is the Senate, even though they're not on the ballot this year. This is why. When the rhinos like the Moose and others see what happens to Cam Cavett, when they see that Neil Friske wins over his opponent, it's going to send a loud and clear message to the senators for their upcoming election in 2026. On August 7th this year, folks, when the results are put out there, the next campaign starts. The Moose's voting record is going to completely change heading into 26. Since the Democrats no longer have control of the House, the Republicans will. They'll get a new speaker. They'll stand up to Governor Gretchen Whitmer. You know what? Depending on who the speaker is, they may not even be able to pass a budget. All of a sudden, the Moose will start voting more and more conservative, less bipartisanship. He doesn't want to have happen to him what's going to happen to Cam Cavett. As a result, he's going to change his votes. He wants to run for state Senate re-election in 26. It's all going to be based on his voting record and whether or not Congressman Jack Bergman wins his primary here on August 6th or Josh Saul defeats him. That's another huge race that will send a huge signal to the establishment Republicans. But let's play this out. Let's say Bergman does beat Josh Saul on August 6th. I doubt it, but it could happen. Well, guess what? Bergman is only serving this last 2 years. He's done. This primary challenge by Josh Saul has ticked him off. He tried to get Josh Saul off the ballot. It didn't work. Another, I believe, hand of God, divine providence thing. Now he's got to actively campaign to defeat a primary challenger. Doesn't really matter who the Democrat is in November. The district is heavily Republican. But heading into 26, the Moose has proven he's only a one-termer wherever he goes. Jack Bergman announces a retirement and endorses John DeMoose to go to Washington. That's called the Bergman machine, people. That's the plan. Cam Cavett was supposed to be the state senator. Well, not if Todd Smallenberg defeats him. That absolutely crumbles the Bergman machine's plan, their strategy. Now they got to deal with Todd Smallenberg's voting record compared to DeMoose's in the Senate. Yeah, right. So, you are going to play a role in all of this. Yes, you. If you vote for Josh Saul versus Jack Bergman, if you vote for Todd Smallenberg instead of Cam Cavett, if you vote for Neil Friske instead of his opponent, this sends a loud and clear message, folks. The Bergman machine crumbles. This is going to be a new day in Northern Michigan. This is going to be a new day in the House Freedom Caucus. This is going to be a new day in Michigan news and Michigan politics. This will make headlines everywhere. Now, the one question you might want to ask yourself, do you think the money, the mailers, the last-minute TV ads is going to be enough? I don't think so. I think this is grassroots. This is people being educated, getting the information out, sharing the information. This is going to be interesting. One of the things I think we have to look at, very, very simple, folks. Turnout. Many are predicting a very low turnout in this August 6th primary because people are not enthused about the races. It's summertime. A lot of people are saying they're going to vote on Election Day. Well, if Tuesday, August 6th is a beautiful day in Northern Michigan, people may decide to go play golf. They may go out on their boat. They may forget to vote before 8 o'clock. Low turnout. It's going to be the person who campaigns the hardest, reaches out to the absentee voters, puts out the newspaper ads, put up the signs, knocks on the doors. The other campaign doesn't do it, they're going to lose. It's that simple. And I really don't think the Democrats are going to have any significant crossover vote. They could here in Antrim County because they are deathly afraid of Vicky becoming county clerk. They are deathly afraid a constitutional sheriff, Matt Muledar, will defeat the Dan Bean puppet, Kevin Hoke, the current sheriff. There's a couple of county commissioner races. We actually have a Democrat, retired cardiologist, running against Jairus Rubing. The Antrim County Republican Party's chairman's son, the only fiscal conservative we have here in Antrim County, is being challenged by a Democrat running as a Republican. Pretty interesting. This list, it's going to be very interesting when we see the results. As a matter of fact, I'm going to take a screenshot of this story, email it, copy it to myself, to the radio station, so we have it to talk about on August 7th. Final segment of hour number two, we'll be right back.
I'm Janice Delahaye, your Tuscarora Township Treasurer. 40 years of experience as a controller, CFO, and business owner have prepared me to serve in this office. I will put taxpayers first. I will continue to fix our roads and maintain our parks, keep our offices open every weekday and some Saturdays, and I will never vote for new taxes. Vote to retain Janice Delahaye, Treasurer, in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Janice Delahaye.
Bob Kramer, Tuscarora Township Supervisor. We've made a lot of progress in the past 2 years, improving transparency, facilities, and infrastructure. That's why I personally endorse Janice Delahaye to continue as treasurer and Tyler Gorrell as trustee. Both have pledged to continue transforming township government without new taxes. On August 6th, vote to retain Janice Delahaye, treasurer, and elect Tyler Gorrell as trustee. I'm Bob Kramer, and I paid for this message.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I'm a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly disaster relief. I've led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how can I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Oh, once upon a midnight period, woke with something in my head. I couldn't escape the memory.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. This segment, again, I want to remind you about the upcoming 5th annual Fun Shoot Pick Roast and this year, U.S. Senate Shoot Vote. It's happening not this Saturday, a week from Saturday, July 27th in Central Lake. The gates will open at noon. It's going to be a great event this year. We're excited. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig is smoking our pork. We've got Rick Young of Village Market in Elk Rapids is donating the pork, taking it over to Ian. He's going to smoke it for a day and a half, pull it apart, bring it to us on Saturday. It's going to be a Iron Pig Smokehouse pork dinner. We're excited. Tom Curtis, Curtis Gunsmithing, bring your firearms. You want to trade them in, you want to sell them, whatever you want to do, you can talk to Tom Curtis. Gun ranges will be open starting at noon. Bring your firearms, bring your ammunition. Range safety officers will be out there thanks to Great North Firearms Training, Brett Gooding, Tammy Gooding, Randy Walker, a couple others. We're excited. Bring some cash. Trump gear will be there because of Rob Cordes and the Trump Unity Bridge. Rob is also going to stay over on Sunday and participate at the Neil Frisky truck rally on Sunday from 4 to 8 in Petoskey. That's going to be interesting. We're going to have fun with that. We'll have Neil on Monday to talk about it. So again, text me Pig. I'll text you the flyer and the link to the website, acconservatives.org. You can get your tickets. It's going to be fun. Dave Ajima, Barb Ajima, Officer Rick, Missy from My Pure Health Solutions, Dr. Jeff, Sioux Animal Hospital, we're all going to be there. Come get your pictures taken with whoever you'd like. It's going to be fun. We're going to have a blast. Now, a couple other points I want to make real quick before we end this segment. Tonight's speech by Donald Trump. Take the time to watch it. If you can't watch it live this evening, find it on YouTube. If you go to YouTube, Nikki Haley's speech is there. Dr. Ben Carson's there. The youngest and first woman governor of the state of Arkansas Sarah Huckabee Sanders. She's on YouTube. She gave a great speech. If you haven't seen the video yet, the Gold Star families, that video that they played before they came out on stage and spoke, great video to watch. Another RNC video they put out was narrated by Sarah Huckabee Sanders, talking about President Trump visiting the troops in Afghanistan in the dark of night. No runway lights, completely dark on the approach. Didn't even see the runway they were about to hit. Snuck into the big gathering room. Soldiers had no idea why they were there. Out walked Donald Trump and the First Lady. Sarah said she would never forget, ever, as long as she lives, the response, the love, the cheers that Donald Trump, Melania Trump, got when they were seen by the troops. It was a very emotional night last night. The Gold Star families, the World War II veteran, 98 years old, God bless them. The Jewish parents, their son being held hostage by Hamas, 285 days. I believe they said there's 120 of them being held hostage. Bring them home. Bring them home. What has Biden done? Nothing. Nothing. Donald Trump spoke to these parents. I can tell you one thing. Remember President Reagan being sworn in January 20th, 1981? After winning the election in a landslide in 1980 over Jimmy Carter, the Iran hostages, 444 days. President Trump saying, if they're not released when I am sworn into office, I will absolutely blow Iran off the face of the earth. I'll never forget watching that inaugural speech. I think I was watching ABC News at the time. There was no Fox News or CNN or any of that back then. Split screen. Ronald Reagan giving his speech in that tuxedo on one side of the screen. On the other side, the C-130 cargo plane with the belly hatch open. Those hostages being released. Before Ronald Reagan finished his inaugural speech, that C-130 closed its hatch and took off. They were airborne before Reagan finished his speech. Let's see what happens to those hostages being held by Hamas when Donald Trump gets sworn in January of next year. Hour number two will be, or hour number three. Man, this is moving fast. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Conservative Union's 5th Annual Fun Shoot, Big Roast, and U.S. Senate Shoot-Off. Saturday, July 27th, 2024, noon to 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. For all the details and tickets, go to their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-360-5125. Iron Pig Smokehouse Pork Dinner, Gun Range, Trump Gear, and Candidates. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com.